FM 90.3 WJTL. Going back a few years, The Waiting with Mercy Seat, JJ Weeks Band, Count Them All, and Red As You Go. Good morning to you. 7:51.
Hey,
don't forget, 2-hour delay at Octorera, Oxford, West Fallowfield Christian.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a song that might figure into your top five.
I know. Seriously, that's a I love The Waiting.
Waiting fans out there.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite
PFR
The Waiting
fans
song.
Fans from that era, Small
there
Town
is.
Poets and all that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I have to vote still.
I know.
We're allowed to vote. We're not allowed to win the prize.
That's why research is good.
Yes.
Don't vote right away.
Yes.
Think about it.
I'm doing that. Yeah. I'm researching as we speak. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High 40. Mostly cloudy with flurries tonight. Low 27. Partly sunny tomorrow. High 41. Windy tomorrow. We do have a slight chance of snow showers. Then Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny. We're going to stay right around 42. 29 in York. 32 right now in Harrisburg. And it's 31 in Lancaster.
This morning, our friends Daniel and Kelly with us from The Way Recovery Houses. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Daniel DeLeon is the program director and founder. Daniel, tell us about The Way Recovery Houses.
Absolutely. Well, The Way Recovery Houses really was birthed 13 years ago through my own experience of homelessness here in Lancaster. For a year and a half, I lived on the streets, back alleyways, and abandoned cars as a result of 16 years of chronic drug and alcohol abuse. And it was during that time that I met a local pastor who encouraged me to get some help. And 2.5 years later, I graduated a program, went to college, and the Lord set me on a new path.
Wow.
But about 2.5 years ago, the Lord sent me back into the places that he pulled me out of to help folks that are like me. And that's really with a vision and the desire to create a local faith-based recovery format for people in the area came about. And with some help, that's what we did. The good news is that we have 5 homes that are currently operating in the Lancaster area. We can minister to 40 residents, and we're a long-term recovery program, and which means that we currently have 16 residents who have been with us for longer than 6 months, and out of that 16, 9 of them have been with us for over a year.
Wow.
We've seen dozens of people break free from addiction in the 2 years of ministry, and we've seen dozens of people give their lives to Jesus Christ.
And you really want to partner with churches and let churches know that you're available for ministry, and one way is if they invited you to come speak.
Absolutely. We are looking for opportunities just to get the word out that we exist and that we have resources locally here. Every one of our houses is adopted by a local church, which means that we integrate our men and women directly into these communities where they find mentors and become a part of the body life.
Because that's what impacted you.
Absolutely.
I think that's great. If folks want to get info online and find out how they could contact you, they can do that.
Yes. The Way Recovery Houses, houses is plural, thewayrecoveryhouses.com.
Very good. And Kelly Baldwin is the women's director at The Way Recovery Houses. And Kelly, tell us a little bit about how God is using The Way Recovery Houses to impact folks who are addicted in our area.
We're giving a safe home. It's a place where they can come and they can feel safe and they can start to heal, be redeemed, build a relationship with Christ, really figure out who they are, heal from the inside out and be transformed. We really have created a model for this to be a movement for the body of Christ. We can't do this alone. It takes a village. There's a lot of people out there suffering, and we need a lot of people to rise up to partner with us. And that's why we had created the program for adopting churches to adopt a house, take ownership of that house, take ownership of discipling and mentoring the residents, and then them serving and being a part of the church community.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of churches don't know how they can help with this addiction epidemic that's going on right here locally in our backyard. And we're giving them an opportunity and a model and saying, here, we have something, partner with us. We need your help. We need the body of Christ to rise up to help us combat this thing, and help us to save the lost souls that are out there, because people are dying and going to hell every day.
Yeah.
We're losing people. And we have the answer, which is Jesus Christ.
Here's an opportunity for you to impact those who have been affected by addiction in our local area. You could have Kelly or Daniel come out and speak with you, talk about how you could be a part of this program as well. And it's thewayrecoveryhouses.com is the best way for you to get in touch with them. Partner with them in making a big difference, thewayrecoveryhouses.com. Daniel and Kelly, great to get to meet you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. We love having you here. Back to the music we go with Mandy.